You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that is awesome. That is Shimmering Stars. And those guys, wow. I just really love that song in particular. They're amazing. What can I tell you about them? I really honestly don't know that much about them, except that they're amazing. And I know that their latest record, which is called, I want to say The Bedrooms of, hold on, I know this, The Bedrooms of something. Anyways, was recorded in Kamloops. I know that for a fact. That song, which we heard, is called I'm Gonna Try. And it's funny, I found this video actually on YouTube. And as I'm reading through some of the YouTube comments, it says, this cracks me up. It says, he was my student teacher for grade 8 social studies. So the lead singer, it looks like, and I have something in common because I also happen to be, I taught grade 8 social studies for a very long time up until just this past year. And it says he taught us about the Middle Ages, ha ha, which is what I did. And so interesting. So I'm wondering if the lead singer is a teacher now. Hopefully he found a job. If not, maybe that's why he's still rocking out. I don't know. But anyways, killer. So good. Yes. Shimmering Stars. My name is Anita B. And this is my show here. Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Canadian music is what happens from 6:30 until 8. And I got a phone call. Yeah. So I got a phone call from Leonardo, who happens to follow me on Facebook, which is pretty cool. And he lives in, of all places, you'll not believe this, Brazil. He lives in Brazil and he listens to CITR. And he listens to my show, which is crazy. And so thank you so much for calling in and for supporting the station and my show. That's amazing. He wants to hear the cymbals. Now, I don't, because I'm just got off the phone like literally 30 seconds ago, I don't have it prepared. But I'm just saying that we will hopefully be hearing from the Toronto band the cymbals soon. And that would go to Leonardo. Now, if you want to be like Leonardo, pick up your phone and dial 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487, and request something Canadian. And I'm here until 8. So there you go, folks. What do we have next? I don't know. I was chatting with Leonardo, which means that I kind of don't have anything immediately. But I have stuff in front of me. So as I'm looking through my... Oh, I know what we're going to listen to. I know exactly what we're going to listen to. I had this all prepared. We're going to listen to some Bum. That's what I was going to go on about. So I was super excited and honored and privileged to be invited to the Bum secret show here in Vancouver, which was just this past weekend on Saturday night. Hold on one second here as I'm getting my stuff here ready. So Bum, the band, are a four piece, and they're formed in Victoria in 1990. And here, I'm just going to read to you what it says here about the original lineup. So the original lineup was Kevin Lee on bass, who's still on bass. He's a friend of mine. And now Jamie Fulton was on drums, Rob Nesbitt on guitar, and Andrew Malloy as well on guitar and vocals, the two of them. And then it says eventually Graham Watson, he joined the band, it looks like 2 years later, on drums. And then they had a lot of success in Spain in particular. They played a lot of shows with like the Smugglers and like Pluto and that whole sort of power pop punk scene. I know had some releases on Pop Llama Records out of Seattle. Let's listen to something from them. So my favorite Bum song is Your Disciple. That just happens to be my favorite Bum song. A Promise is a Promise is very good too, though. So let's take a look here. So hopefully we're good here. I hope this is going to work. Why is it not? That's okay. What else can I tell you as I'm trying to get myself organized here? Any jokes? Do I have any jokes? Not really. Okay, so hold on. Here we go. Why is this not playing? Okay, is this going to work now? Let's give this a whirl. Okay, this should be... Yes! Okay. Here we go. I'm having issues here. Why am I having problems? Okay. This here should be Your Disciple from their record Wanna Smash Sensation, which was released in 93 or is it 94? I should know this. Hold on. My computer. I'm like pretending I know things, but really I'm just reading stuff off the computer screen. Okay. We're better now. Come on. There we go. I want to see. Okay. It was released 93. Yes. It was released in 93. Wanna Smash Sensation. Now, another thing I did mention to say, and that is that Nick Thomas from the Smugglers and now who's in the Transmitters ended up playing as well on tour with them. I meant to say that. Yeah. And also a guy named Terry Russell, who was in the band Slow and Tank Hog. Yeah. Okay. So I think we're good. Let me see if this works. Finally, the song Your Disciple on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I can't take you anywhere. You don't have to. Batman 13 is the one we share.
London-based artist Cold Specs is on tour in support of neuroplasticity, available on Mute. With openers We Are the City, Cold Specs plays this Tuesday, November 25th, at the Imperial. Tickets are $17.50. Available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat, and Zulu Records. Brought to you by the Georgia Strait, CITR, and MRG Concerts.
Are you a current UBC grad student? If so, then listen up, because the Graduate Student Society lets UBC grads book rooms and spaces in the newly renovated Grad Student Building. Be sure to take advantage of what the facility has to offer. The rooms come equipped with sound systems and can host up to 300 people. Even better, as grad students, you don't have to pay booking fees. Not a grad? Don't worry. The Tia Corner House is open to the public, as in the Corner Pub, opening earlier next year. For more information, contact booking manager Rob at bookings@gss.ubc.ca.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that is one of my favorite local bands, Tough Age. We heard the song The Heart of Juliet Jones from their self-titled record, well, Tough Age. And Tough Age, I believe, are either in the studio or are almost out of the studio. They are recording a second record for Mint. And that's really exciting because I love those guys. Yes. Oh, and the sad thing is that they are moving to, well, I think they have already relocated to Toronto. At least a couple of them have. However, this Saturday, you can see Tough Age, as I will be doing. They're opening for, of all bands, check this out, Mudhoney. And it is at the Rickshaw. And, oh, this is going to be a really good show. And I actually have a song from the other opening band. So it's going to be the Beelines, Tough Age, and Mudhoney at the Rickshaw. So be prepared to get rocked. It's going to be awesome. So there you go. So before Tough Age, we heard Gob with something from their new record. We heard the title track from Apartment 13. Those guys are still around, obviously. I mean, those guys were like doing their thing in sort of the mid-90s. Yeah, crazy. They were originally a Mint Records band as well, way back when. And I do believe they got the boot. I think that's how that played itself out. So I think something to do with Grant Lawrence. And then there was somebody pissed somebody off. And I don't know. I don't think it ended well is what I can tell you from what I recall. And then, we had some bum in there also. So we heard from their 93 record on, I believe, Pop Llama. I think that was the label. Wanna Smash Sensation. We heard Your Disciple from the four-piece Victoria band Bum, who have gotten back together. And they played that Rifflandia festival in Victoria about 2 months ago in September. Can you believe September was 2 months ago? I'm like, about a month ago. No, that's 2 months ago. And they also just recently played a secret show here in Vancouver just last weekend, and it was killer. It was like the best time of my life. So thank you very much, Bum, for the very awesome entertainment. It was great. All right. So there you go. My name is Anita B. This is my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Canadian music is what goes on. And I did get a request all the way from Brazil, and I feel bad. Leonardo, I do believe you asked for a band called The Cymbals. I think that's what you said. Like the C-Y-M-B-A-L-S is, you know, parts of a drum kit cymbals. Now, they're a London band. So at least what I discovered they are. And so my show's Canadian, so I can't really play them. So there you go. Unless I misheard. Maybe I misunderstood. So you could Facebook me, Leonardo, if you hear this, and tell me what you meant to say. Or just Facebook me and tell me another band you want to hear. How does that sound? And hey, if you're listening, all one of you, it's probably just me and Leonardo, and I'm used to it. It's okay. Give me a call at 604-822-2487 and request something Canadian. And if it's good, I'll play it. There you go. I've had quite a day. First of all, I'm accepting I'm not really accepting it, but I'm admitting the fact that I'm thoroughly addicted to my device, as probably half of you guys are. So, and today I dropped my phone in the kitchen on the hard floor and I basically broke it. So what happened was, unbeknownst to me, I had hit the side of the phone and I had jammed in the like rocker volume switch thing. And so I broke it. And so the phone was acting really weird. And then, interestingly enough, Ben Lai, good old CITR, Ben Lai, Shindig Ben, I tweeted about it and he like right away goes, I think it's the side. Did you hit the side? It's the switch, your button, your volume button. And I'm like, what? Like how would you know that? You know? So, he was right. He was totally right. So I go running off to the Samsung store and then Rogers. And I was actually able to get it fixed. They actually fixed it. They had a guy on site. Like, what are the odds of that? Okay. Somebody is texting me a lot right now. So they actually had somebody there who fixed my phone for me for only $50. To me, that seemed like quite a deal. And I got it back within 30 minutes. It's like pizza. I was like, what? Really? You can actually fix it right away? And my phone's not permanently broken. And I don't have to, you don't have to mail it off to like Toronto. And I have to wait like, you know, 10 days. And then you have to give me some crappy BlackBerry. Like none of that. No, they just were like, yeah, no, come on back. And he's like, but it's going to be $50. You know, I'm like, okay, well, anything to get my phone back. So long story short is my day started off really awful this morning and it got much better. And my students heard my story because I'm a teacher and I told the different classes. They're like, what's wrong? And I'm like, my phone is broken and I'm having withdrawals. And they could tell I was very upset. They're like, Miss Binder, you're twitching. And I'm like, oh my God, really? Okay, but I'm so much more happy. I'm happier, so good. Okay, enough of me talking. Let's listen to some Beelines, right? Because, hey, I just played some Tough Age, and let's listen to the Beelines because they're also on that Mudhoney bill, and I'm very excited about the show. I will say this much. I'm excited about the lineup, but honestly, I really dislike the Rickshaw. I think the Rickshaw sucks. I don't know. There's probably somebody from the Rickshaw listening. I don't care. You guys suck. You know why? I don't like the chairs. I don't like there's chairs there. And it gets in the way, and then it's all sloped, and then the stage is way too high, and then it's way too crowded, and then the bars are in weird positions, and I've never had a good vibe at the Rickshaw. The first band I saw there was back when, and it was the OCs, who were awesome, and the bands that I've seen there just aren't quite, I don't know, there's something just missing. It's a bad vibe. I don't get it. So there you go. A glowing review of the Rickshaw. But you know what I do love? I have to tell you this much. I went to the Imperial just for the first time this weekend. And I saw, the Transmitters. I should play them too, actually. I saw the Transmitters on, what night was it? Saturday. And then I went off to C-Bomb. And it was my first time at the Imperial, and it was like amazing. It's like the coolest, best club ever, and it's beautiful, and it's got awesome sight lines, and it's just designed well, and there's little tables you can put your drinks on, and they even have couches at the back, and it's like easy access to booze. It's got it all going on, and I'm very happy. And my friend Sarah Costa, she is amazing. She is one of the people behind the scenes who's working really hard to make you happy, and she made me very happy. So thank you, Sarah. She's Gary's girlfriend, Gary here on CITR. So GAC. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. Let's finally listen to some Beelines. Yeah, that's what we should do. They have a new record out. It's called Opening Band. And these guys just are awesome. Hockey Dad Records is their label. And let's hear which song. How about Tell Me? Let's hear the song Tell Me because I want to be told. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
First in my brief, give apology. I'm discovering, I'm embarrassing. I am from what everybody's been telling me. I live my memories vicariously. Apparently last night I asked you to marry me. I'm glad you kind of found that funny. So tell me what I did last night. 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 How I got home in the army, what was happening after 4 or 5 a.m. Allegedly I was smoking a bag and kissing a man. That's fucking up, close to killing yourself. And you get to do it over and over and over again. And it doesn't bother your family and friends. So tell me what I did last night. 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 Last night, tell me what I did.
From the brown, its roots twist securely through the ground. Open window, brightest one, green and red soak up the sun. Golden table on is set, highest green a foot from. Lifting up itself each day, no thought for the day after today.
You really want to know what love is?
Yeah. Yes, tell us.
More than anything in the world, Ron.
Well, it's really quite simple. It's kind of like... Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together, making sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Woo! Afternoon delight.
Do you know what love is? I do. It's CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight.
All right, that right there is from the local band Vancouver. And the song is Phone Calls. Let's take a look here from their record. Well, actually, I have this on a compilation. And the comp I have is put out by Mint Records called We. It's a Team Mint sampler. And it's a really good compilation, actually. It's got bands such as The Organ, who I was thinking about maybe playing, actually, in a bit. It's got obviously Vancouver. It's got who else that I like? Oh, the Evaporators, look at that. Nova Yero, there is the Pack AD, Young and Sexy, so lots of really cool bands on this compilation. Now, Vancouver are kind of not doing a lot now. I don't think they're really broken up, but Eden Finde, who's a good friend of mine, I like to drop names. She's a good friend of mine. No, but she is. She's like totally the best person in the world. She actually has a new record out herself. And it only gets better. And I've played that on my show, enough, not enough, not, I have not played it enough on my show, but I've played it, A fair amount is what I'm trying to say. So today we heard from Vane Cougar. Maybe next week we'll hear something from her new record. It Only Gets Better. And she's got a beautiful voice. She's like one of my favorite voiced females. Favorite voiced females? Is that grammatically correct? I don't know. Okay, let's find out what else I played. And by the way, my name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I play Canadian music. So that is the score. Now, before Vane Cougar, we heard, Dead Soft. I love those guys. Dead Soft are a local three-piece co-ed, two boys and a girl. And they have a new record out, self-titled. And they just came back from tour not long ago. I saw them opening. I saw them play. I don't remember exactly who they're opening for now that I come to think of it. It was a show at Redgate and they were amazing. No, it was actually their own show. It was their tour kickoff show back in September. And they played with the Beelines. That's right. And it was great. And they also played the CITR Victory Square Block Party, which was awesome. So anyways, if they're around playing, you should check them out. I think they actually have a show coming up in December, if I'm not mistaken. Go check them out. Definitely. I think the song we heard is called Tell Me Why. And then before Dead Soft, we heard an oldie but a goodie from Elevator to Hell. And if you don't know anything about Elevator to Hell is basically Eric's Trip sort of reconfigured minus one or two members. God, I'm getting a lot of texts. I can't complain. It's exciting. There's people listening to my show, apparently, which is so exciting. So for all of you listeners, I am just thrilled. Thank you very much. Apparently, it's not just myself and Leonardo from Brazil. So that's cool. What was I going on about? Okay, so Elevator to Hell is a band out of Moncton, New Brunswick. That is correct. And it went like this. It went Eric's Trip, and then we had Elevator to Hell, which was like Rick, Rick from Eric's Trip. Elevator to Hell, and then it was just called Elevator Through Hell, the next project. And then it was called Elevator, no joke. And then that's where I last left off in knowing the sequences of the band names. So anyways, we heard the song called Veins/Green. And you can find that song on a compilation put out by Squirt Gun Records back when, like in the 90s, called More of Our Stupid Noise. And it's a really good compilation. And I maybe forgot to tell you that we listened to Chad Van Galen in there before that. So we listened to a lot. He has a new record. I'm sorry. My throat is really dry. I can't talk. And I'm talking too fast. Let me slow down. So Chad Van Galen. The name of the record is called Shrink Dust. And the song is called Lila. There you go, folks. It is now 7:20. I'm Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And let's continue with some more Canadian music, shall we? Maybe I'll come back in a bit with some weather. But for now, it looks like we have some needles and pins. Yes, I'm pretty excited about that. We're going to hear something from a couple of years ago. And it's from a 7-inch that they put out on Scumbuzz Records. It's called Drop It. So I think we're good to go. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. This is Needles and Pins. We'll be right back. All right, that last song was a request for the band Always, and I have to admit I've never heard of those guys, but they're a Toronto indie pop band. Obviously they're pop and they're from Toronto, and the song is Archie Marry Me. And thank you so much, Cynthia, my lovely best friend Cynthia from Windsor. Oh, my homie, my homegirl. So she's actually listening to the show. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So it's always a pleasure, darling, to know that technology now has it that we can do stuff like this, right? Just listen, stream it live through CITR.ca. Oh, and by the way, folks, all of our shows here at CITR are also podcasted. So if you just go to the site and look up podcasts, you can just keep the shows for posterity's sake. You can do whatever you want with them. You can run, you can put them on your device and go jogging. You can do whatever you want to the songs. So there you go. Before that, we heard something from the local band Needles and Pins with the song Drop It from their 7-inch released a couple of years ago. And then we heard some Vancouver. Yes, I think I mentioned that, but I just had to put that request out there. Okay, so what do I have coming up next? What do I have? Oh, I think I have some Mode Modern. That's what I have. So this is a record from the local band. It's called Occult Delight. And we are going to hear, let's see, maybe the second song, Grudges Crossed. And actually my friend Deb, the lovely Deb Cohen, toured with these guys, she was saying. And you know what? I was thinking about playing something from her her project called Dancer in the Dark. So maybe that will be coming up next as well. So Grudges Crossed. Let's listen to that song off their record entitled, again, Occult Delight. What else can I tell you about these guys? I don't know. Let's just listen to them. This show will be going until 8 o'clock, and my voice, I'm starting to get tired in the voice box. I'm just getting a little strained. It's all good though. I'm happy to be listening to music. My mood is always improved when that happens. So, all right, here we go. Mode Modern, the station of course is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
But the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Smells like annual event organized by UB. Lace Up for Kids is an annual event organized by UBC Recreation that enlists UBC students to raise money for the BC Children's Hospital Foundation. This year, we're culminating with a community skating celebration and fundraiser at the UBC Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Arena, Thursday, November 20th. Teams can sign up online or donate to rare disease research at www.laceup.ca and start fundraising today.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
That was awesome. That was great. I love those guys. They're called Fashionism. Now, Fashionism, let me tell you who they are. It's Jeffrey McCloy. We've got Alex Angel, of course. Alex Angel is on guitar. You've got members of the Jolts, and they're awesome. So I believe they're a four-piece, and you can. I just played that off their Bandcamp site. And they are playing soon, as a matter of fact. So go Google them or go to, Let's see. Do I have it right here? Fashionism, when they're next playing. I just saw something on Facebook. So they are playing soon. So go check it. Oh, I should know this. Let's see if I have it around. Okay. You know what? I'll come back with that. So they're playing soon and they're amazing. And there you go. Okay. What did we hear before Fashionism? We heard, Noviero. Noviero rose from the ashes of Duotang. And these guys are a band out of Winnipeg. Are they still in existence? I'm not even sure. But you can find that song on a compilation I've played a little bit tonight. It's a Mint comp called We. It's a Team Mint sampler. And the song we heard is called Lost Possibilities. And from that same comp, prior to that, we heard the organ with the song Fire in the Ocean. And I love, love, love that song. It's a great song. And prior to that, we heard Deb. So Deb Cohen, she was the thread between those two songs. So the organ and Dancer in the Dark, we heard prior to that. That's her band. That's her solo project, Dancer in the Dark. You can go to Bandcamp. She has a record there of the same name. And we heard the song called Skin and Bones. And she's one of the coolest people I know. So I'm just happy to play anything of hers. Because she's just talented. It's not even that she's a cool person. But anyways. Okay, so the time is 7:49. Yes, it is. Oh, let's find out what's going on in the world of weather. Let's see what we got going on. My name, by the way, is Anita B. And this is my show here called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here until 8 o'clock. And it's just getting so dark so early. And I've been going to bed really early. I've been kind of like just kind of bummed. I don't know. I don't do well with darkness and cold and or rain. So I'm so complainy. I'm like, I don't do well with like 9 out of 10 of the elements. One, I can do maybe one. I don't know. Lately, the older I get, the more just discriminating in everything I get. Yeah, I just am. I'm a Virgo and I'm just getting more pickier with my stuff. But anyways, okay. So it's currently 7 degrees and, it's Wednesday night. Overnight low is 6 degrees. So it's not too bad, actually. It's not too bad at all. And tomorrow is Thursday with some light rain. So it's not too bad, I suppose. With a high of 7. Oh, no, it's not. It's a high of 9. I'm lying. Tomorrow's a high of 9. And then we move into, let's see, Friday. What's going on Friday? Oh, yeah, high of 9 as well. And then that's just regular rain. So it's not light rain like tomorrow is. Friday is regular rain. Oh, look at that. And Saturday, folks, is a high of 9, which isn't bad with, it looks like this, sun with a little bit of rain. But there's like an actual sun symbol on Saturday. That's nice. So please get out. And that will sort of hopefully ease some of our sadness because I am a seasonal affective disordered girl. That's what I am. It's not good. And it's, I just am. So you know what? I think in a previous life, I was from Egypt or maybe someplace sunny, you know, someplace where the sun is always out. Maybe California. Yep. Who would I have been reincarnated from? Let's see. I don't know. But I rose from the ashes of, I think, some previous sun inhabitant. There you go. All right. So we have another 10 or so minutes until this show is over. And okay, Leonardo, who called in all the way from Brazil, and I couldn't get his song on because I misheard him. He didn't want the cymbals. He wanted the fembots, and I wasn't listening correctly. So let's hear this band from Toronto. They're called the Fembots, and we're going to hear something from like about 5 years ago or so. The song is called My Hands Are a City, and it's from an album that they released called Calling Out. All right, so if you don't hear from me, it's because my show's over and Val is coming on air in about 8 minutes. So we're talking about Val Cormier. Her show is Folk Oasis. And, please do go out and see some shows. This weekend, there are some good shows. Oh, this Friday night, actually, Nervous Talk are playing. So go check them out. They are playing at, what's it called? I think it's called SBC. That's right. SBC is like a restaurant / skateboard joint, and they're playing with some other punk rock bands. So that sounds like fun. And if I wasn't going to I'm going to some burlesque thing, I would be there. I think I probably would be there. There you go. So go check those guys out. And then also, as I mentioned previously, on Saturday at the Rickshaw, you've got Mudhoney, Beelines, and you also have Tough Age. I mean, you cannot beat that show. That's a killer show. All right, folks, I'm going to stop talking. My name's Anita B, and I'll be back in 2 weeks with my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here every second week. This is the Fembots, and this goes out to Leonardo, all the way in Brazil, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
City, my building's 100 floors. My fist is a hammer to knock on 100 doors. My voice is a signal calling out. My voice is a signal calling out. My voice is a signal calling out. My voice is a signal.
City is a bad place, we all know. Well, eyeballs float in space, we all know.